Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Grit Fitness and Performance Podcast. And I got to start off with an apology because it's been quite some time since I actually recorded an episode, like a couple months. Things have just been a little busy, you know, in terms of working with clients, getting new clients, the lease is ending, we're trying to find a new building, and, you know, there's just a lot going on. We just ran the 6-week challenge, and you know, kids, it's just been busy. It's been busy, and unfortunately, the podcast took a backseat for a minute, but hopefully we're back consistently, not just like this one short episode and then back at it again. But as always, I am your host, Chris Sanchez, and today's episode, I'm planning on it being a shorter episode. It's just conversation with clients over the last few weeks kind of got me thinking, and everyone was asking the same questions, and it all stemmed from, you know, people participating in the 6-week challenge, and obviously nutrition was a huge, huge factor to them seeing success or not seeing success. And people would constantly ask me the same questions: how many calories should I be eating? What should I be eating? When should I be eating? Am I getting enough protein? Should I eliminate carbs? Like all you know, it was like Groundhog's Day when it comes to questions. So I decided to just put out this short podcast and answer basically all the questions everyone has been asking me. And basically the main question was, you know, how do I eat to lose weight? How do I eat to burn fat and maintain muscle? And I'm here to tell you that when it comes to your diet, how you eat, your habits, your behavior, whatever you want to call it, your lifestyle, every successful or unsuccessful diet has one thing in common, and I'm going to touch on that one thing coming up. But before we dive into that, of course, if you guys enjoy the podcast, you like Grit Fitness and Performance as a whole, please feel free to leave the podcast a rating and review on whatever platform you listen to. And of course, you can follow us on social media at Grit Fitness and Performance on Instagram or at Grit Fit Perform on TikTok. And of course, you can find our website at gritfitnessandperformance.com, and we're on Facebook as well. So diving right into it, like I said, all successful and unsuccessful diets have this one thing in common. And it doesn't matter if you're doing a meal plan written by a registered dietitian, you're participating in Weight Watchers, intermittent fasting, you're doing keto, paleo, clean eating, low fat, high fat, South Beach, intuitive eating, flexible dieting, if it fits your macros, or some bizarre latest Hollywood trend that you found on TMZ, or some bullshit that Gwyneth Paltrow is pushing, which, by the way, don't follow anything that woman says. I don't know her as a person or as an actress, but when it comes to pushing health information, the stuff that she advises you to do is absurd, and it makes me mad as a fitness professional. Anyway, it really doesn't matter which one of those things that you're doing, because all of those things, at the end of the day, create a calorie deficit. And when it comes to losing weight or when it comes to burning fat, a calorie deficit is the number one thing that you need to see success. Without this one thing, you are not going to see success. And I think this is where a lot of confusion comes in when people start, you know, thinking or Googling or talking to their friends about what diet they should choose, because, you know, this one boost your growth hormone and it, you know, it affects your cortisol levels, but this one allows you to eat literally whatever you want. You can do this, and oh, but this one is beneficial because, you know, it's going to balance hormones and it, you know, it doesn't spike your insulin. And all these diets claim to have this like amazing benefit to them, and people tend to think it's that one benefit to this one specific diet that causes you to lose weight or to burn fat. So for example, the ketogenic diet. A lot of people, when they start the ketogenic diet, you know, they'll drop a lot of weight. They'll see success on it. And the reason they think that happened is because they cut out carbohydrates. So logically, oh, I cut out carbs, I lost weight. Carbs must be the reason that I gained weight to begin with. Carbs are bad. Don't eat carbs. You know, and it's as simple as that. When in reality, when people go on the ketogenic diet, they tend to cut out a lot of the really calorie-dense, shitty sources of carbohydrates. Your cakes, your cookies, your ice creams, your processed foods, your white breads, your pastas. All of these things are very, you know, carb-heavy, but at the same time, they're also calorie-heavy. And those sources of carbohydrates lacked fiber, they lacked water content, they lacked all these other things that say naturally occurring sources of carbohydrates, like a sweet potato, for example. You know, those simple carbs lack the things that keep you fuller. They're digested more quickly and absorbed more rapidly into your bloodstream, and it doesn't provide that sense of fullness that maybe a sweet potato would, because a sweet potato, you know, in addition to the carbohydrate content, contains lots of fiber and it has water content. And those things combined, you know, with the vitamins and minerals that it's also providing, are going to do a better job of keeping you fuller and more satisfied for longer. So when you cut out those like simple carb sources, you're also cutting out a ton of calories and you find yourself eating less. Because what happens on the keto diet is you swap all those simple carbohydrates, those, you know, breads and those pastas, for things like meat, like red meat, steaks, higher fat foods. The combination of protein and fat is really amazing at keeping you feeling full for longer. And when you're full and satisfied, you don't have the desire to eat, which cuts down on your total calories consumed, which makes you lose weight. So at the end of the day, yes, you cut out carbohydrates, and a lot of people will, you know, on the surface level say, hey, I cut out carbs, I lost weight. Carbs are the reason I lost weight. No, you lost weight because you're eating less calories. And that's what it boils down to. And all the things that I listed in the beginning, they all boil down to the same thing. I know I just used the ketogenic diet as an example, but everything from, you know, they all have their specific way or method in which they reduce calories. So let's kind of run through them. So meal plans and Weight Watchers, these are things that give you set plans on what to eat, when to eat it, whether it's based off a point system or whether your dietitian or your nutrition coach wrote it out for you. Those things are calculated to basically come out to a certain amount of calories at the end of the day. So because it's written, because it's planned out by someone who knows what they're doing, this basically restricts food amount, the amount of food that you can eat, because it's already planned out, it's portioned out for you, for your goals, for how many calories you need to lose weight, and it restricts calories. So those two things restrict the food amount, which restricts calories, which results in weight loss. What about intermittent fasting? You know, that was the hot diet for a long time, and I know a lot of people still do it. I mean, shit, I still do it to this day. And you know, it's largely based on restricting the eating window. So because you're only eating 8 hours a day, you tend to be fuller after the first meal, and you're not really interested in eating a lot at that second or third meal. So once again, because you've condensed when you're eating, and that window has shrank, and you're not including, you know, breakfast from whatever 6 a.m. to 12 p.m., well, now you don't have a lot of time to eat, so your body's still digesting all this food in that smaller window, and you don't have the desire to eat a large lunch or a large dinner or however you plan it when you're doing this intermittent fasting, and therefore, you cut down on the total calories that you've consumed. And I know there's probably a lot of people out there that say, like, oh, intermittent fasting, you know, it's great because it boosts your hormones and growth hormone goes through the roof and, you know, it's going to keep insulin in check and, you know, it's going to help with cell autophagy and it's going to basically turn you into a superhuman. And like, that may be true and that's all well and good, But at the end of the day, intermittent fasting works for fat loss because you are not eating in such a large window. Like if I told you you only have 12 hours to make money, you can probably only make so much money in that 12 hours. But if I said, hey, you have 24 hours to make money, you can probably make a lot more money in that time period. So the same holds true for, you know, eating and consuming calories. If you only have an 8-hour window to eat calories, you're not going to have that much interest in eating that many calories beyond a certain point because you're going to be full. So again, intermittent fasting, though it restricts the eating window, it restricts time, and people think that's the reason. The reason is because you cut down on total calories at the end of the day. And let's talk about now like the ketogenic diet or the paleo diet or clean eating in general or low fat or the South Beach or the Zone diet or like all of those diets. Those diets restrict your food choices. So like the ketogenic diet, it has removed your choice of carbs. You can no longer eat carbs. So now you're focusing on protein and fats. And ironically, even though fats are higher in calories compared to carbohydrates, when you combine those things with protein, they keep you very full for a long period of time. I challenge anyone out there to eat a huge burger with cheese. I don't even care if you eat the bun. Get rid of the bun, just for the sake of this argument. Eat a huge burger with a lot of cheese, and let me know if you're hungry again in 2 to 3 hours. I can almost guarantee you the answer is no, because you probably just ate 50 grams of protein, you probably just ate 40 grams of fat, and you probably consumed several hundred calories. That combination of macronutrients and calories is going to keep you full for a long time. And because you're full, you have no desire to eat later. Therefore, you cut down on the total calories consumed throughout the day. Same thing with paleo, clean eating, low fat. Like, it's just restricting certain food choices that you're making. And a lot of these diets restrict the same things. Get rid of your processed garbage. Get rid of your simple carbohydrates. Get rid of, you know, your desserts and your cookies, your fried foods. Basically all the things that you would typically indulge in for like a cheat meal. Things that are smothered in like creamy, buttery sauces, your liquid calories. Get rid of those things. All of those diets, keto, South Beach, paleo, clean, it doesn't matter. They all restrict the same thing. Get rid of the junk. And you'll see a lot of like detox diets do this as well. They're like, oh yeah, detox your body because you're removing, you know, all these terrible things and people start to feel better. And it's like, well, yeah, obviously you stopped eating things that are like low doses of poison for your body. Like, no shit, you're going to feel a lot better. So those diets restrict food choices, which in turn restricts calories eaten in a given day. And then there's other things like flexible dieting, if it fits your macros, intuitive eating. Those things are more focused on portion control or restricting the desire to binge on certain foods by, you know, listening and trusting your body based on what you eat and how it makes you feel. And then, you know, when it comes to like, if it fits your macros, that's just strictly kind of like portion control for the most part. So you can eat whatever you want throughout the day, as long as things are portioned out to fit your calorie needs and your macronutrient needs. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what diet you do, because every single diet, when you are successful on it, is a result of you not eating as many calories. And it's as simple as that. And anyone who tries to tell you something differently is probably trying to sell you something. So anytime you hear nutrition advice and they swear the carnivore diet is the best diet for you because it does A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. You also need to buy this supplement to make sure that you're doing things the most optimally and most efficient way possible. Well, there's the catch right there, okay? Because even on the carnivore diet, same thing. You're eating meat all day, red meat. I don't even know the guidelines of carnivore diet, but I'm pretty sure you just eat red meat all day. And it's low carb, high protein, high fat. Because you're eating those things, you're full, you're satisfied, you feel good, you eat less calories. All successful or unsuccessful diets boil down to this point. Total calories consumed will determine if you lose weight, maintain your current weight, or gain weight. And it's really as simple as that. That is the number one most common fundamental thing between every single diet out there. And then once you've gotten past this point and your calories are in check and you're tracking those things, the second thing that most of these diets have in common is basically consuming enough protein. And if you're doing those things, controlling your calories and eating an adequate amount of protein every single day, 1 gram per your ideal body weight is usually a very solid number to pick for most people, you're going to see success. And there's really no need to overcomplicate things as long as you keep coming back to those two fundamental points: total calories consumed and getting an adequate amount of protein. And I feel like that answers a lot of the questions that I received over the last 3 weeks or so with people competing in our 6-week challenge, or just regular clients who are coming in and asking about, hey, you know, what do you think about this diet? Or, hey, I've been experimenting with blah, 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 blah. And my answer always comes down to the same. As long as you're eating the right amount of calories for your body, you're going to be good. It doesn't matter how you do it, because the principles are few. The methods are many. And that's what you just need to remember for nutrition in general. It really boils down to like three things. Eat the right amount of calories, eat an adequate amount of protein, focus on whole, real foods. If you can do those three things, you're golden. You're in such a good place, and you really don't need to overcomplicate things. You just keep coming back to those three fundamental points, and you will see success. So hopefully that kind of clarifies things a little bit. And I mean, nutrition podcasts, geez, there could be... It's never ending, but I wanted to keep this one relatively short just to drive home that point and try to simplify things for anyone out there who may be, you know, confused or you've hit a plateau, anything along those lines. So I guess in a closing thought, I would tell everyone right now who's looking to lose weight or struggling to lose weight, the first thing that you should probably do is track calories. Above all else, don't worry about how much fat you're eating. Don't worry about how many carbs you've gotten. Don't even worry about protein for the very beginning of things, because the more things you worry about, the more likely you are to fail. So like if you're really stuck or you're just starting out, just worry about how many calories you're eating. And a good kind of ballpark figure to kind of set for yourself is pick an ideal weight, so the weight that you would love to weigh at, you know, in a perfect world. Multiply that number by 12, and that will give you a rough estimate of how many calories you need to lose weight at a sustainable pace. Is that a perfect number? Fuck no. There's lots of variables that can make it higher or lower for lots of people. Age, gender, activity level. I mean, there's tons of things out there. So again, it's a ballpark figure. So take that number, multiply by 12, maybe a little bit higher if you're like super active, but 12, just for simplicity's sake, let's stick with that one for right now. And that gives you your ideal number for calories that you should be hitting to sustainably see, you know, fat loss without having to like sacrifice your entire social life and, you know, way of living. And then again, you take that same goal weight, multiply by 1, that's how many grams of protein you need. And as long as you're hitting those two numbers consistently over a long period of time, you should see success. So that would be my only piece of advice for you going forward. I know tracking can be tedious. I know it can be a pain in the ass, but it will set you up for success if you track meticulously for a week and you learn the portion sizes of certain foods and you kind of familiarize yourself with, okay, there's, you know, 100 calories in this serving of food. There's 200 calories in this serving of food, because it's a common mistake for a lot of people is they have no idea how many calories are actually in the foods that they're eating. Like a tablespoon of olive oil, people have no idea that that's like 120 calories. And no one's measuring out a tablespoon of olive oil when they're cooking with it. They just fucking dump it in the pan. And before they know it, they've used 6 tablespoons of olive oil Well, that's like 700 calories right there. So you shot yourself in the foot, especially if your caloric needs are not that high for a given day. So track for a week, familiarize yourself with portion sizes, familiarize yourself with how many calories are in the foods that you eat repeatedly, and then start to familiarize yourself with how many grams of protein are in those same foods. So it might be a little bit of a pain to begin with, but once you familiarize yourself and you kind of get into the habit of eyeballing correct portion sizes, you'll have a much better idea for how many calories you've eaten, how many grams of protein you've eaten, and you'll put yourself in a much better position for success going forward over the long run. So hopefully that made sense. I'm going to end it here because I don't want this to turn into a long, long episode. I've already went longer than I thought I was going to, but I guess I just have a lot to say. What can I say? So again, thanks for listening. I hope to keep this a regular thing going forward. Hopefully not take any 3-month breaks going forward, but you never know. We'll see. So hopefully this is a start of some steady stream of episodes coming your way. So thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next time.